Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England with the morning glory. Today, we have the freedom to do what is right. What is right. Do you know, the other day I saw nothing like it before. On my way back from town here in Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, there's an intersection, a very busy traffic intersection, where the cars were converging from every direction. All the drivers were inching forward angrily, and their faces were pressed almost against the windscreens with gnarled expressions of disappointment and desperation. Hallelujah. The horns were honking and blaring and bleating, and passions were flaring. Hallelujah. No stoplights, and there was no traffic police there to bring order to this chaos of cars. But there was one positive note. No one was breaking the law there, because there was no law. Now, this is something you must hear here. In the days before Israel had a king, a similar situation as to what I've described prevailed. Although they had God's law, people ignored it and did what they thought was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. What a bitter price they paid for such freedom. The book of Judges in the Old Testament tells of their disobedience, which resulted in oppression by pagan neighbours. And this is what often happens when you walk outside the will of God. You're open season. It's like the duck hunting season. You're a duck and they throw you up and there you go. Bang, bang, bang. You see, you open yourself up to the enemy of God. Hallelujah. What a bitter price they paid. It resulted in oppression by pagan neighbours. Still today. Is this one of you? Are you one of these people? Still today, many people, and even some who profess to be Christians, ignore God's clear revelation, proof, and revealing of himself by his word, in his word, through his word, the word of God, the Bible. They think they're free and able to form their own ideas of what God is like and what he expects. Strongly influenced by this godless culture that we live in, they live at the center of their own little world and walk in their own ways. Surely that's not you today. That creates for them moral and spiritual confusion. It changes their spiritual dynamics. Far from the word of God, they are vulnerable. Is that you today? We must show today the world, and especially today, this tremendous day of Iran being free. We must show the world that God gives us freedom to do what he says is right, standing on the word of God with the S3R principle. People, this is so tremendously important, to stand on the word of God and tell the world that God has given us liberty and freedom to do what is right. Hallelujah. Because he became that sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Father, today I pray that you take away the obfuscation, the concealment, the reconditicity, that which conceals the truth. Take it away from the people in Boolan today, and let them stand up and speak the truth. Let them adhere to the principles, to the morals, to the good godliness of the word of God, the living word today. Let them not be oppressed. Let them not fall like the Israelites did into pagan oppression. Today, as we watch the tremendous events unfolding in Iran, let us know that your hand is on all things, Almighty God, your hands. Father, today, for those in Boolan, I pray that you bless them. Let them come to see that Christ gave us liberty by dying in our place. And now with freedom we are bound to share his love and grace. Hallelujah. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, saying, come on, Iran, freedom. And today, adhere to the word of God. Where are you today? Where are you spiritually? If you died now, what will happen? In Jesus' name, bless you. This is James Glory again. Boo boo, bless you.